T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe O, night 6 to 10.
We love our friends over at Shelton Fireworks. But why have fireworks been going off for a month? So I've heard it's been happening in the city, and Studs was just telling me about it during the break. That's been going on for a long while. I'm like, yeah, same here. Weekday, weekend, doesn't matter. This has to be just people that are bored. I'm going to go for a drive, and I'm going to go pick up some fireworks if you have to go to Indiana or wherever you have to go. And they want to set them off because there's not much else going on, right? Like, it is kind of strange. I don't ever remember fireworks going off for this length of time. Like, it's been weeks. Like, I get it if it's the 4th and we get to the Friday a few days before and you're kind of bored and they're sitting there. You're like, oh, all right, I'm not going to use all of these on the 4th. But, and it's not just starting now. When is the 4th? I don't even remember. I know our company holiday is on Friday.
Saturday.
Yeah. It's Saturday. But it's been going on for weeks already, right? It's same by you?
Oh, yeah. Like, ever since, it's been at least a month, maybe longer.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, too, it's not even just here. There's this random person that I follow on Twitter that is in New York, and it's going on there, too. So I don't know what it is.
What is it?
I have no idea. It just, and sometimes it's a ton of them. Like, I was at my girlfriend's place like a week or two ago, and we were sitting outside just because it was a nice night. So we were sitting down on the porch having a couple drinks, and it was like every 5 minutes there was one going off, and it wasn't even that far away. It's like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand either. It was weird last year. We had some fireworks, and I was surprised. Both kids, my older son more so than my daughter, but they were so terrified by them. I'm like, okay, that's fine by me. We just won't do the fireworks thing. It's not a big deal. Because usually kids love them, but they are not interested unless it's like maybe sparklers or something.
I remember the first year that me and my friend got a hold of some firecrackers. I don't know how old we were. We weren't that old, like maybe 11 or 12. And we were pretty reckless with those. Like lighting them in your hand and holding on to them for a second and then throwing them. Yeah, it was risky.
And if I light a firework and I'm holding it in my hand for way too long, it's like they freak out and they get so nervous. My God, that's, when I was a kid, and it's not the same age, they are much younger, but I would be so excited. What are those stupid white things that you throw? The snaps?
snaps.
Pop on the ground. Like, they'll use those. They think that's cool. But anything more than that, like bottle rockets, no way, that's too much. When I was a kid, I was getting those empty Gatorade bottles. You put a little water in there. Then you roll up aluminum foil into small balls. You put that in there. And then you put in the crystallized Dray-Doh, I think it was. Shake it up. That would be like a bomb, man.
Oh, I never did that. I can't believe I never did that.
You could hurt yourself with that one.
Well, we would fire Roman candles at each other. Like, we'd light them and we'd just hold them and fire them at each other.
Right? It was, like, I don't know. But we were stupid. Not that we're in the same generation, but I guess we'll see. We'll see. I mean, the kids are too young. I'm talking about a 7 and a 5-year-old. So they probably, I should be happy that they're not into fireworks. And they really don't want much to do with them right now. But yeah, I guess they're at that sparkler age, I guess, which is as
far as it'll
go. What about
snakes? Snakes are safe.
Oh, they love the snakes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, those are kind of cool. Like, it's, now you look at them as an adult, you're like, this was exciting.
Oh, they were lame. They're so lame.
They're so lame. Yeah, and half of them don't even work, and they're hard to light.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's every other one. It's like, oh, that's a dud. Not working. Okay, move on.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this website. Those are called Dray-Doh bottle bombs that I was describing. Yeah, that was serious. Northwest side of the city, do a few of those. all of a sudden you see cop cars driving by slowly. Somebody's calling the cops on what's going on in the neighborhood. Joe Osho, Sports Radio 670, The Score. The other voice you hear, Adam Studzinski, producing tonight. We've got our early odds segment, some really cool information that you're going to learn about at 8:20. Recorded the conversation with him earlier because the man is from London. So it's like 3, 4 a.m. over there right now. So we recorded it this afternoon. You're going to enjoy it if you are interested in sports betting at all. I promise you're gonna like this chat that we're going to have. So I see this headline from Sports Illustrated. Six MLB teams hurt most by no postseason expansion. Going over the list, Toronto. What else we got here? Oh, the second team mentioned is the Chicago White Sox. To paraphrase the unnecessary character of Old Rose in Titanic, it's been 84 years since I wrote about the White Sox being a, quote, dynasty in the making, end quote, in SI's 2020 MLB season preview issue. They predicted them? Really? I missed that. With a core of 20-something position players, a savvy new catcher, and two veteran sluggers in the lineup, the Pale Hosts should be able to hit with anybody. The rotation includes Cy Young contender Lucas Giolito and former Cy Young winner Dallas Keuchel. They almost certainly would have snagged one of the five AL wildcard berths in the expanded playoff format. Even so, earning a wildcard bid was probably the best Chicago could do in 2020, and the team's chances dip significantly without the three extra spots. As I wrote back in March, an AL Central title isn't assured in 20, but progress is. The Southsiders likely will fall a few games short of making the postseason for the first time. What? Since 08? But that doesn't make any sense. Oh, since... Okay. Since... God, it's been that long? I guess it has been.
Yeah, it has been. I can confirm
God.
That.
They haven't been in the playoffs since 08.
Yeah, my freshman year of college.
That's been ridiculous.
The blackout game. That's the last time.
I know. That's why people talk about John Danks in reverence. I'm like, okay, can we stop talking about the blackout game? I get it. It was game 163. It was over a decade ago. Oh. So Sports Illustrated is saying that the White Sox are one of the six teams hurt most by no playoff expansion. And then they also mentioned one of the other six teams is the Cubs. Talk about getting thrown into the fire. Manager David Ross won't have much time to learn from the inevitable mistakes that come in his first year. 60-game season leaves far less room for error. At the same time, the Cubs are an experienced group of players with several members from the 2016 World Series team still there. That talent and their familiarity with Ross, who was a backup catcher that year, would have helped Chicago get to October in a 16-team postseason format. I'm not completely sold on that one. Here's more from SI. But with only two wild card spots up for grabs, the Cubs' best shot to make the playoffs is by winning the division. As it stands, the Cardinals have more depth, a better bullpen, and a more experienced manager. Got to throw the experience with the manager. I'll meet them halfway on this. Six teams hurt most by no postseason expansion. I think they're on it with the White Sox. I'll disagree with the Cubs. The Cubs can finish anywhere from first to fourth place in the National League Central. That's what makes part of this so fun with the 60-game season. And a second extended break. I mean, this break is... A lot of these players are taking a bigger break now than they usually do in the winter, right? With some of their workouts. And some don't have the ability to have workouts for a long period of time. I don't know what to think about the Cubs. I really don't. I can break down the roster, talk about their strengths and weaknesses, but in a 60-game season with a rookie manager, and the key for me is the bullpen. Because if you're going to be a good team, if you're going to get out to a fast start, you've got to have a good bullpen. And the number of arms that I trust in the Cubs' pen going into the season It's not very high. And the spot with the most leverage could be the biggest worry. You have to have a good closer. And you're going to use a bunch of relievers before you can even get to that closer. So I'm not all that optimistic on the Cubs. And with that said, they do have the ability to win the division. But I'm really not looking at the Cubs, one of the six teams. Oh, they got crushed because of no postseason expansion. They could make it, but I also have a lot of questions about that roster. See, we can say the White Sox, it's about, oh, well, now they're not going to make the playoffs. But I think most Sox fans, and maybe I'm off base on this, Studs, you can tell me. I think most Sox fans are worried about the development or lack thereof that's going to happen with this one-off, because this was the season where they joined the rest of the contenders. That was the expectation. Maybe they can make a run at an American League Central crown, and they can still do that. But this was supposed to be the year. Okay, maybe you make another 10-win jump, and then you become an above 500 team. But I would expect, after all this buildup, you go through the rebuild, you experience the losing, you hit on some signings and some draft picks, hopefully. But this was going to be the year you take a big step forward, and then you're here to stay for at least a number of years. I'd be more worried about just losing a year of development than just getting into the postseason in this 60-game stretch.
That is kind of how I feel, especially because I was looking more at this year as, you know, almost like the 2015 Cubs, where it's like they're going to come along eventually, I believe, but, you know, they might not come out of the start that great. You know, we don't know what Luis Robert's going to do to start off. I mean, I think he's going to be really good eventually. But, you know, Eloy Jimenez, it took him half the year last year to start really figuring out. And then his last 60 games were awesome, right? So is he going to kind of be off and on struggling for 60 games like Eloy was last year? Because if that's the case, he's supposed to be a key piece of this. And if that spot's not producing, then you're losing that, and you're not getting as much development either, because you only have 60 games to develop. So it's still going to help. Obviously, like, any experience is going to help. However, I think I'm looking more at this year as either they're going to be, you know, just their hair on fire the whole time and coming out and just spring to the finish, and everything's going to work out, and they're going to play really well and compete for the division, if not win it, or they'll just kind of hover around third place the whole time, because they have enough talent to at least be there and kind of in the conversation. But as far as winning the division, I don't know. And they could run away with it.
They're going to play games. Are they going to play games? And what I mean by that is I'm talking about the front office. And when you have young players, I wonder how teams are going to handle this. Are they going to play games with service time in a year like this, when we could see teams that are literally the worst teams in baseball make the postseason? That's why I think it's so silly, really, that people are saying, oh, they're going to be the most hurt. Anybody can make the playoffs. We might see really bad teams, or at least one bad team in the postseason that has no business being there, but just in their 60-game sample, they did well, and things fell their way, and they're in. But are they going to play games from day one? Because, man, make a case. How do you keep Nick Madrigal off the opening day roster when you have 30 players on it? If he's not there, that's a joke, and I'm an upset Sox fan if I'm you. How do you do that? Can you make the case for not having Madrigal on the opening day roster, assuming they're playing on July 24th?
I don't think so. I think he's got to be.
I don't think so either.
Well, especially with...
You just started spending money.
You have to. Yeah, like, I think he should for sure be there eventually. I don't know why you don't just put him on the opening day roster at this point. Like, you might as well, because you need to get him as much experience as you can this year. Like, I think everyone agrees he was going to be called up relatively quickly this season. So you got to put him on the opening day roster and start getting him some ABs and work in second base right away.
Yeah. You want him to play, and it can only hurt him if he doesn't play. And their MO is, with the young guys, they lock him up long-term anyway, so you're only hurting yourself if you're not putting him out there because of that, if you're able to work out a deal. So I hope they do. He should be out there. I don't know about Vaughn. There's just a pile of names that they have at that position. Maybe Vaughn, I could understand if you don't start the season, he's not on that opening day 30-man roster. I can get that. But Madrigal, it looks like he's already the best man for the position, that he's clearly going to be the guy.
He could have been their best second baseman last year.
He could have been. You're right. He could have been. I don't know if workouts for summer camp are going to change our minds on anything. Are we going to say, okay, now I'm convinced it's got to be Madrigal? I think we all know right now that he should be on the club.
And well, if the plan is to compete this year and the plan is for him to be your guy at that position for the foreseeable future, it's bring him on up. Like, I just go out there, and if you're bad, that's fine. You're going to work through it.
Yeah, it's winning time. Let's go. You spent the money, and you think this is your time. Why waste a year with Keuchel? Why waste a year with Grandal when you're spending, and then you're going to keep guys out because of service time, and maybe you're worried that eventually you're not going to be able to work out a contract? Like, those days are over. And get ready for the CBA fight. Who knows if they're even going to play baseball next year going into the 2021 season, but let's not think of that. Let's just think of having a 60-game season. And maybe they can thread the needle, and it will happen. Joe Osho, Sports Radio 670. The Score coming up next, the Early Odds segment. We've got some news with Illinois sports betting, and I know a lot of you will be very, very happy. Brad Allen from LegalSportsReport.com will join me. He also is great on betting the NFL, so I got some opinions on the Bears and also the Patriots after signing Cam Newton. That is next. You've got Sports Radio 670, The Score, and the Radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an All-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
A friend of mine is very smart, said, I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
For tonight's Early Odds segment, we're going to have to go over to London, about 4,000 miles away over the Atlantic Ocean, because Brad Allen has some terrific information for Illinois bettors. Here's his headline, LegalSportsReport.com. DraftKings secures Illinois market access, but when will app launch? You can follow Brad on Twitter, at Brad Allen NFL. Also hit on some NFL as well. How you doing, Brad? Thank you so much for your time tonight.
No worries, Joe. Thank you for having me on. It's getting late here, but glad we could squeeze a quick chat in.
Yes, I really do appreciate it with the big time change that we do have here. And Brad joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Shop over 500 new and used vehicles at Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. So at the recent Illinois Gaming Board meeting, we found out 7 Illinois casinos approved for four-year licenses. All the casinos reopening tomorrow. And as of this moment, we have one online mobile book, and that is, of course, Bet Rivers. They launched 12 days ago. They have a monopoly right now. And as I've been covering this, Brad, after it was approved in Springfield, Illinois, now 13 months ago, the question I get almost every day, What about FanDuel and DraftKings? When are those companies going to be in Illinois? Am I going to have to worry about this penalty box? Is it going to be years and years? You have an answer for us today.
Well, it looks to me like it's going to be much, much sooner than that. So this was kind of this news that DraftKings had the partner in Casino Queen. It was kind of slipped in one of their SEC filings a couple of weeks back. And it was turfed up today. So just asking around the industry today, it sounds like they're planning to go through regulatory testing over the next couple of weeks. You know, just working, you know, just showing the regulators that this geolocation works, look, this is safe, all this kind of thing. And if it all does go smoothly, they could be live, I guess, you know, after that couple of weeks period within the month. Now, DraftKings themselves wouldn't tell you this. They wouldn't tell me this because I think, you know, often companies are very wary of looking overconfident to regulators. But that's the process as I understand it.
Okay, so the timeline is within the month. Wow, that might be some surprising news to people. And if DraftKings is coming, that means FanDuel soon to follow. How did they get it around this penalty box, or how are they getting around this penalty box? Are they partnering with Casino Queen in East St. Louis? Did they have to spend a lot of money? Because there are also some rumors out there over the past few months that FanDuel is going to enter the market by buying a racetrack.
Yeah, so this penalty box legislation it's almost null and void, if you ask me. So all it does is force, you know, an operator like DraftKings to partner with a local casino like Casino Queen. But, you know, that's what they have to do in every other state anyway. So they will pay a percentage of their gaming revenues. They will pay that to Casino Queen, so that's going to be a nice boon for them. But otherwise, you know, it's just the same as every other state. There's no real downside to this skip. Now, FanDuel, there is that rumor about them buying a racetrack. But also, one of the casinos that does have a license is a Boyd Gaming property. So I wonder if they will find a way in there. You know, I've been asking around again today to try and find out about FanDuel, but I've not heard anything there. So it looks like they're a little way behind.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out what this market's going to look like, because it's going to be rapid here, as you mentioned, over the next month. We already have Bet Rivers out there. Now, Argosy in Alton, Illinois, they launched in March, and they're going to reopen tomorrow, but they haven't gone online yet. So we don't have them. We expect them probably to be the next one to go mobile here. But we're going to have DraftKings, FanDuel, William Hill. PointsBet is going to operate with Hawthorne Racecourse. One of these books will be branded as a Barstool sports book. How do you think Illinois stacks up compared to some of the other states that are going legal?
Well, I think it's going to be very, very popular. It's got a friendly tax rate. Around 15%. At the minute, there is no requirement for in-person registration, so you can sign up for an account online, and that's very attractive to all the operators. You know, a lot of states have shown that if you have to sign up in a casino, it's a huge dampener on demand. So it's very attractive for operators from all around the globe, all over Europe. There's going to be, I think, up to 20 licenses, maybe a bit less, when all's said and done. So there's going to be a lot of competition. There's going to be a lot of bonuses flying around for new players. Basically, the more competition, the better for players. The more, you know, the more they're going to give you to sign up with them, and the more bonuses and free bets you're going to get once you're a customer. So, I would turn all my bettors. It will be a good place to bet.
So it was Governor ended the inflation, and for those that did not like the year, hammering, and they were right. And then with the pandemic, that's been temporarily removed. So would you suggest Illinois bettors that want to have options and don't want to drive around the entire state for the in-person registration is as soon as these books go live to download as many apps as you can?
Yeah, exactly. So we don't know how long this will be suspended for. So it was for coronavirus. It could be reimposed at any point. So my advice would be sign up for all these accounts, get your bonus, get your free bet, do it from the comfort of your own sofa, play them all, and then just keep the ones you like. And, you know, the more choice you have, the better. You'll get your free bets, and you can do it all from the comfort of your own home. So make the most of it now.
Joe Ostrowski with Brad Allen of LegalSportsReport.com on Sports Radio 670. The Score, we look ahead to the football season, Brad, and I there's a lot we don't know, right? We can talk about July 30th and the NBA starting, or July 23rd, Major League Baseball back in our lives. Is there going to be an NFL season, college football? We don't really know, but let's assume that we do have sports, right, for the fall. What would you expect the handle to be in Illinois if we have the playing out?
Well, I mean, football is king. That is, you know, say Barstool Sportsbook, you know, their entire goal this year is just to be live to the NFL. Basically, any operator will be looking to get live to the NFL season because that's going to drive huge chunks of handle, you know, three quarters of handle. It's tough to put a number on it. I would say Eilers and Krychek, a well-known gaming analysis firm, they say that at maturity, Illinois could be doing $1 billion in sports handle a year. So $1 billion in bets placed every year, which gives you an idea of perhaps how big it is. Obviously, Illinois, the sixth most populous state in the U.S. Lots of choices, we say, lots of operators, lots of sports teams. So it should be a very thriving market.
$1 billion. So early on in the process, would you expect Illinois to pass Nevada and New Jersey?
It's taken them a while to ramp up. You know, it's taken New Jersey a couple of years to get there. Obviously, they were there first. I would say it would take Illinois a couple of years to get past New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And at the minute, Pennsylvania is looking like by the end of the year it could be king, given the size of its just population over there.
Brad, I know you've written about this, and this story is really intriguing. So we have the pandemic. There are all these economic issues, and then you look to the stock market. And if you look at sports betting stocks, namely DraftKings, the leader of the pack here, other ones too, like PointsBet, these books that will be operating here in Illinois, over the past few months, they've doubled. They've 3x'd. Can you explain?
I can't really explain. I mean, I've written so many thousands of words about this phenomenon. There's obviously a lot of factors going into, you know, the stock market. And some of it is just the scarcity. There is a pure play online sports betting company on the US stock market, and it's DraftKings. So
yeah,
if you want access to that, you know, if you want to invest in the sports betting market, you've got to buy DraftKings, essentially. So, you know, supply and demand drives the price. There's not much supply. There's a lot of demand.
And I've talked to a few people at BetRivers. Obviously, they've been live for nearly 2 weeks here in Illinois, and they've said that the live wagering handle that's come in so far, it's about half. I mean, we don't have all the sports. It's limited right now, but half the betting is on live wagering. And over by you in London, we know it's so much more. You hear terms like over 80% is live wagering. Brad, why do you think it's so much more popular in the UK than it is in the States?
I think some of it is European sports, right? Like you're watching a soccer match, you're watching tennis, and it's, you know, it's more of a flow. It's not, you know, it's not like the NFL where it's 2 seconds or 5 seconds stop. There's more of a flow. You can watch a football match and place a bet. And so that's the way it's grown up. And those sports are now modeled to precision, right? The price on a sports book, on a European football game at any point of the game is basically correct. That's just how it is. Now, in the US, because obviously it has been more of a retail betting experience, if you're in Nevada, for example, you're not going to be live betting the whole time. It's much more of a stop-start game. So that live betting is not there yet, and it therefore means that the models are not as sharp yet. So you talk to operators like DraftKings or, you know, Kambi, their sportsbook provider, and some of them will say, yeah, our US sports models are not quite where we want them to be in play yet. And, you know, they're all investing a lot of money there and all the various sort of edge cases where they might be wrong. But I would say as they work on that, as sort of mobile becomes more popular, you know, like it's launched in Illinois, then you're going to see more and more bets placed online. And in the UK, a company like Bet365, they will see 80% of their turnover come in live betting. And you would suspect that the US market will eventually get to that number as well.
Brad, anytime a quarterback signs for a cheaper contract than what the Bears are paying for Nick Foles, in addition to the draft pick they gave up, so the fan base just goes absolutely wild and starts ripping on Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, which I certainly understand. So the latest is Cam Newton with his incentive-based contract, and so now we're back to the conversation of Nick Foles and the decision they made, all the connections to the coaching staff. What did you think of the Foles move and the Bears offseason overall?
Well, I mean, you kind of summed out there. I think what they paid, what they gave up was just, it was never going to pay off. I wonder, just sort of more, you know, as a broad idea about the NFL, you see all these sort of young dual threat quarterbacks coming through, the Kyler Murrays of the world. And I do start to wonder if a quarterback who can't move, if they can still win a Super Bowl without getting incredibly hot. You know, obviously we know Foles can get incredibly hot, but I just don't think that's the way to win long term now. I think you need to have someone who can just take off, because NFL defenses are so fast and so precise that I think you need to be able to beat them in more ways than one. And I don't think Foles can do that, really, can he?
Well, if he's going to be out there, he's probably going to be hurt pretty quickly, right? Because that's his history.
Yeah. And the money is insane, really, for what he is at this point.
And we don't know what training camp's going to look like. I don't even know that it matters. But sitting here in late June, which NFL teams are you high on and which teams are you fading?
So I am an unapologetic Cam Newton lover. You know, again, like we've talked about, I think if you can threaten a defense with your arms and your legs, you know, we saw it with Lamar Jackson, or we saw it with Cam in 2015 when possibly he was last healthy. Like, it just gives you a numbers advantage. It's like card counting in blackjack, right? You have that percentage edge and you just keep pressing it and you'll get there. And it's my belief that a year off will have helped Cam with those injuries. And I think if you get, you know, some of these 90% of 2015 Cam Newton with Josh Daniels, who we know he's going to cook up all these multiple fun looks and all this kind of thing. He's going to be inventive. They're probably going to commit to the power run game as well, which I think is quite an interesting idea. If you assume that the precision passing game is what might suffer the most from a shortened off season, you know, that obviously takes a lot of fine tuning. So the Patriots just go, right, let's just go heavy. Let's just run Cam down their throat and all this kind of thing. I don't know if you can call the Patriots a sleeper pick, but, you know, I think they might well be good value to win that AFC East again.
And low, you can say Bears. You're on in Chicago, but it's okay. I rip the Bears all the time.
the Bears would be one of the stereotypical sort of sell teams for me. You know, the strong part of their team is the defense. You know, analytics tells us the defense is more variable, more likely to regress. You know, they slipped a touch last year, but they're still top five. And what if they just slip another rung from just natural regression? And then you've got statuesque Nick Foles in the pocket. You know, I can't see them going above 8 wins, really.
Okay. So you would go under 8 wins. I was actually going to ask you about the defense because you mentioned New England and power run game with Cam, and they're also known for their defense, just outstanding last year. And the Bears defense, they did regress last year a little bit, but overall, I still think they were considered a top 10 defense. You think it would be tough for them to jump back up to be a top 3 or top 5 D?
I just think, you know, just natural regression. I wouldn't back any particular team to be a top 3 defense just because we know so little about how to project defense at the minute. You know, you ask any of the truly smart analytics guys, that it's just because it is, you need 11 people working together. That one injury, you know, if you lose your third cornerback and suddenly you're just easily targetable in the nickel, like, you only need one weak spot. So a defense is truly, you need 11 people playing average or better. And so it's so easy to get a hole in it that just tears the whole thing down. And obviously injuries are a part of that. I would never project a defense to be that good. And obviously, if that's the strength of your team, then that is an issue.
Brad, I always close on this early odds segment with our guests with some advice, since there are so many new bettors listening in. Where would you go for that?
Where would I go to get some good advice?
I'm sorry, it was poorly worded. What sort of advice would you share for newer bettors?
newer bettors? I mean, the very, very basic thing would be bet small. You know, I've been, obviously, as I said earlier, dabbling a bit in the finance world and reading books from kind of, you know, savvy investors and this kind of thing. And the one thing that comes up over and over again, everyone's got different ways of winning, but the thing they all say is make sure you stay in the game. Never bet or invest more than you can afford. Because once your bankroll's gone, once your investment is gone, you're out of the game and you can't bet anymore. So always, it's the most boring advice. Everyone gives it and nobody actually listens to it. But it genuinely is the most important thing, is to just bet small enough that you can withstand a 12-bet, 20-bet losing run. You know, it happens to the best in the world. We all have 15-bet losing runs, and just make sure if that happens that you can still place a 16th bet if you want to.
Find him on Twitter, at Brad Allen NFL, and check out his article today about DraftKings entering the Illinois sports betting market on LegalSportsReport.com. His name, Brad Allen. Brad, this was great. I look forward to doing it again and previewing the NFL season.
Yep, definitely, Joe. Thank you.
Learned a lot there with Brad, and how about it? I mentioned it during our conversation, but the one question that is nonstop throughout this process, I don't know, over the last 18 months towards legalization, and now we have it, and now we're trying to launch all these different sports books across the state, and now the rules have changed due to the pandemic, is about the online-only books, the FanDuel DraftKings, because that's what people know. That's what they're comfortable with. They already have accounts there, and they have terrific offerings. Well, it's right around the corner. That is big. We learned that today. That's something we did not know about yesterday. And I don't know why, but I'm just so interested, as so much of the stock market has tanked. I know not all of it, but much of it over the last few months for a good reason. Then you take a look at sports betting stocks in a short period of time. Some of them have tripled. It's just absolutely nuts. Just wild. And there's another guy down on the Bears. He makes a strong case. I understand exactly where he's coming from. So good stuff there from Brad Allen. Joe Ostrowski with you. Coming up 9 o'clock, we've got Score Rewind Hour on the Score and the Radio.com app. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Adam Sadzinski producing. 9 o'clock hour, we've got Score Rewinds. Some really entertaining interviews coming your way in that hour, as always, every night here on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Stud, sometimes I use my platform of a radio show, or whether I'm doing podcasts, whatever, just to be selfish once in a while, and I think it's okay. If sometimes I need help from the people. And I could not tell you the last time I owned a bike. Everyone in my house has a bike except for me. And sometimes it gives me an advantage. It gives me an excuse. If I want to just chill out and do nothing, or go in the basement, or just relax, and I don't want to go and deal with the heat or go on a long bike ride, I have my excuse. I don't own a bicycle. But there have been many times I've wanted a bike. And anytime I go to a store, and I'm not talking about a bike shop, obviously, but where we would normally buy our bikes, for the last few months, they're all out. I don't know if they're sold out or they're just not selling them right now. They're not delivering them, whatever it is. Anytime I go to a store, they don't have them. Now, there's one place by our house that's completely overpriced that I'd rather not go to, but I ask you, or I ask the people, where do you get a damn bike right now? Everybody seems to have a bike. Even when we were talking to Lawrence in the 7 o'clock hour, he even dropped that he was going on a long bike ride today. And I know he's been posting some of his bike rides on social media that he's been taking. But I can't find a bike to buy just about anywhere right now.
You're going to have to go to a bike store, man. That's what you're going to have to do.
But, like, the stores that normally carry them, you go there, and it's just empty racks.
Really? I mean, I haven't
I think they're just not selling them.
Jeez. I mean, there's, like, three bike shops that I can think of that are relatively close to me. I've never been in them.
Are they
so
open?
I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah. I did see there is one sporting goods store by me that their website said they're open or they have the curbside service. And you know, that's how it is nowadays. Like all these different stores have to offer that, or they people feel more comfortable going with that instead of going inside the store. And maybe it's, you don't want to touch a bike that a lot of other people have touched. Are they constantly being wiped down? I have no idea. But for the life of me, over the last few months, I haven't been able to find any store that's selling them. So maybe the people can help me. Call or text 312-644-6767. 847, I appreciate you, but you sound like my wife. Use Facebook Marketplace. This just keeps telling me, use Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, I just want my own bike.
Everything's on Facebook.
Why do I have to use somebody else's old bike? You're saying Facebook is good for something still? Because I rarely go over there.
Well, as far as things like that, I mean, if you're looking to, find a used bike or get rid of furniture, it can be useful.
That's true.
I never use it, but, you know, I rarely post anything on Facebook, let alone go on there looking for stuff. So, but I know that people do use it, and it seems to be useful.
Okay, so I'm getting some information from our texters at 312-644-6767. 708 says the bike issue is with the Chinese suppliers. Okay, another question, because I swear, if my wife asks me about this again, I'm going to lose it. I know it's bad for you, but anyways, she enjoys her diet cherry Pepsi or whatever, and has been on the hunt for months. We cannot find diet cherry Pepsi or even the Coke. They don't sell it anymore. I don't know what is going on. They have the regular stuff. They have the diet, but the cherry they don't have. And I think that's also from suppliers overseas.
Oh, dude, I found, you know what? It might have been Diet Cherry Coke. Never mind.
They have bottles, but they don't have cans.
Oh, you're looking for the cans. Okay, yeah. I never buy the cans. I found that at stuff at Jewel's, but yeah, it was the 2 liters. So never mind. Disregard.
Yeah, I was like, is what else are we missing out on during this? What is just not, what are we short on? So a lot of people checking in about the bike shops. Yeah, it seems like it. So some stores that did carry bikes in the past, I'm just saying that I've noticed that you can't find them anywhere. It's just empty racks. I didn't know if it was because of the pandemic or they're just not being delivered or what it is. 630, I live in the far western burbs and all the bicycle shops have been sold out of bikes for weeks now. One of the sales reps said they have sold 7. So I guess it's people like me that are like, oh, I have this extra time, or I'm working from home. I don't have to travel in. I need to go get my exercise instead of being cooped up in the house all day. And people are looking at buying bikes that haven't had one in years. Yep, that's me. I'm on that list. I'm thinking back. I couldn't tell you the last time I had a bike. I really couldn't. It has been so many decades, way too many damn decades. Man, it's at least 25 years, I would think. So maybe I would just fall down. Some people are saying that they have sold years worth of bikes in a matter of weeks. Okay, so I'm not completely losing my mind. Not completely. So that is the reality. Gotcha. You want to call or text 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Score Rewind coming your way at 9 o'clock. And anytime you miss anything, the podcast is available, 670thescore.com. You can just download it there. You subscribe, and then you are good to go. But what also is really cool, on the radio.com app, you need it, because then you can listen to the score from your phone anywhere. Anywhere, or even your computer. But what's cool about it is you just use the rewind feature on there, and you can go back 24 hours. So, like Lawrence was talking earlier, he's on Noon and Tune. If you like Lawrence Holmes, and let's say you don't like what we're airing, you can go back to Noon. See what Lawrence did at Noon, or what he did in the 1220 segment, or in the 1240 segment. It's a really cool feature on there, and I highly, highly recommend it. Or if you missed my interview I did with Brad Allen and you're interested in sports betting at all, I highly suggest you go back to 820 using the rewind feature. Or check out the podcast because Studs will have that one up later too. Okay, so a lot of people talking about going in and they have with the bikes. And they also have hot takes, just flaming takes about my wife drinking that Diet Cherry Pepsi. I agree. It's awful. And I say keep it out of the house. I understand. I understand. But you pick your battles. See, I guarantee this is some people that are not married. You pick your battles. Okay. I gave you the information. If you don't want to listen to me, that's fine. You can keep buying it, keep drinking it. I don't care. Whatever. Sometimes you got to pick your battles. There are more important ones to win. Like things you have to deal with every day that really, really bother you. People know exactly what I'm talking about. Man, I had no idea that there was so much information. I'm getting DMs on Twitter just about the can shortage. There's a can shortage, which is why some of the less popular sodas are not available in cans. See, I had no idea. Now, we learn stuff, Studs. If you have questions, you can just bring them to the show and you just mention it on the air. You don't have sports anyways.
This is better than Google.
Fine. I don't think the people mind. I did Google it a few times, and there were different theories floated out there about what the real issue is, but I didn't see any deep dives on this. So it's a can shortage, so they're picking certain things to carry, and some they're not. Saying, you know what, we can go without for right now since there is a can shortage. I had no idea. Score listeners always come through. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in.
It's like, always the dumbest thing that we can get people going on too.
I know. Okay, we've talked about a lot of different things tonight, but which thing did I bring up that got the most reaction? Probably about going to massage parlors now.
Well, and this.
They're texting me about coming into the massage parlor and I've got to wear a mask. Like I'm going in for a massage just because we're in phase four now. No, I went a couple times back in the winter. I'm not going right now. There is no chance. Phase four, I'll go out to dinner, not getting a massage. But yeah, people have interest on the bikes. The
hard
bikes
pass.
And the cans. Hard pass is 100% correct. When is it going to happen? I don't know. I'm sure you're very concerned. I will keep you updated weeknights here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Also weeknights here on The Score. 9 o'clock, we do Score Rewind. That is next on 670 The Score and the Radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.